Years ago, I had a small bookstore in London, in an area where many refugees from the war had settled. It was full of writers, artists, and intellectuals of one kind or another, so my customers tended to be interesting. One of them was a quiet gentleman, a Dr. Canetti, who I assumed to be Italian, but in fact turned out to be Bulgarian, who ordered all his books from me. I should have known, but didn't, that my polite customer was a famous man in the intellectual world, a formidable thinker, one of whose books actually earned him a Nobel laureate. The title in English was Crowds and Power. A few years later, I witnessed, as everyone did, a period of radical politics which included a lot of very visible and sometimes violent crowd behaviour in cities all over the world. Unfortunately, I could be no more than a spectator at these riots because I have a strong dislike of crowds. Psychologists call it demophobia, demos meaning people and phobia meaning phobia. On the whole, we are a sociable species and celebrate the fact in sports stadiums, pop concerts, mega churches, conventions, giant cruise ships, vast cities, and political rallies. But not everyone loves a crowd, and I don't. I prefer to learn about crowd behaviour by reading books. Dr. Canetti's book, Crowds and Power, was a study of the political importance of crowds, how they gather, what they do, and how they influence events. He had direct experience of the rallies in Frankfurt in the 1920s, during Hitler's rise to power. And he concluded, not surprisingly, that one attraction of crowds is that it is reassuring to be in a mass of so many people. In the mass, we achieve a kind of rough equality, and we also gain a sense of impunity, because we're not responsible for whatever the crowd does. Crowds are also great magnifiers of emotions, good and bad. Whatever your feelings, pleasure at a music concert or rage at a political rally, being in a crowd will make those feelings so much stronger. More enjoyable on the one hand, more dangerous on the other. Dr. Canetti thought that crowd behaviour was the key to politics, and big crowds have indeed been a tool of politicians ever since ancient Rome. Crowds and Power was published 50 years ago, and if the author could see us now, he might conclude that nothing much has changed. But something has changed. The balance between reality and illusion has shifted. Television has made the physical crowd almost unnecessary because it's so easy to fake it. A small protest of, say, 30 or 40 people can be narrowly photographed so that the screen will not show how small it is. It can easily look like an angry mass. And it's only when the camera pulls back that we get a proper perspective. So maybe the big angry crowds are nothing to worry about. They don't really exist. Like so much else in 2024, they're just an optical illusion. This is David Boucher.